Our brain health doesn't have to decline as we get older. In his latest book, The Ageless Brain, Dr. Dale Bredesen presents a science-based program to optimize your cognitive health. Purchase your copy today, wherever books are sold.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino, the host of the Bad Friends podcast. Thank you for coming. I can't see because of all the fog.
I know. I mean,
it's steamed up and fogged up.
Optimus Prime's sunglasses.
Well, I got these in Las Vegas. People said they were good.
Which people?
At the store, the black guy in the booth.
No. You said.
And a lot of Asians. There was an Asian in the store.
Let me tell you something about Asians.
Yes.
Okay?
Let me tell you something about Asians.
He knows a lot about Asians.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something about it because I am one.
Yeah.
If you don't know, my friend.
I do.
Okay. It depends on what kind.
That's right.
Interesting.
That's right. Which kind told you?
What kind of Asian told you?
I don't know. Baggy pants, big belt, a lot of zippers.
That's the right kind. That was the right kind.
That is true.
That's what I thought.
Because I thought you were going to do the machete one with the brown shorts that are all cut up.
No
shoes. Those, they don't know nothing.
Yeah. And those ones, I'm.
You know what I mean? If you want to make a trail in Vietnam. I'm not saying that that's the kind.
No, for sure. No, these were fashionable ones in Vegas with like big coats on.
This is Balenciaga.
Oh, those are good ones.
You ever see those ones with a huge coat? Like it's
sure.
Like the Nutcracker where they could open it and there'd be others. Like it's that type of coat. Yeah.
This is Balenciaga?
These are Balenciaga, but they're not really.
What's the price point on these things?
It's $1,600.
Yeah.
It's silly.
How much do you get paid a month for the show?
$70,000.
No, I'm kidding.
There's no way.
He gets paid a lot. He gets paid six figures. Not a month, but a year.
A year, wow.
Yeah.
Good for you, dude. Do you get Balenciaga sunglasses?
No, but I bought him sneakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind?
Good ones.
Nice ones.
Golden Goose?
Not Golden Goose. They're Nikes. But nice Nikes.
I don't know.
We don't start with Golden Goose here. What is he, Nikki Glaser? Yeah, we're giving him Golden Goose? What do you think about the Golden Globes? She's going to kill it.
I think so. She's done it 108
times. I've seen
it
a bunch, and she's killing it.
Literally 108.
Bro, her work ethic, dude.
It's stupid.
Yeah. She's got Asian work ethic.
She has Tiger Mom work ethic.
She really does.
I'm going to take these.
And she would do like three or four sets a night.
Five. Sometimes she did five. Absurd. We would never.
I would never do that. I would do it three times, and then I would say, I don't want to hate the jokes, so I'm going to stop trying.
Well, if you do it too many times, you can't blame the writers. At some point, you can't blame the writers.
Oh,
interesting. So if you do it little, you can blame the writers.
I like that.
Right. You do it less, you blame them. You do it more, it's you. You did
right.
it. We saw her do it. We did Ice House Store. She went to the Improv, the Factory.
I've seen her in every room doing
it. It's unbelievable.
I want to apologize about the machete trails thing earlier.
No, of course.
No, it's already out there.
But everyone knew what you meant.
I didn't know. I didn't mean anything, but I have 2 hours of sleep.
Yes.
And in retrospect, everyone would know. All Asians would know about your glasses.
No. And when you said machete, I didn't even think you meant a real machete. I thought you meant
a figure of speech. Okay.
Just describing a certain type of personality. Yeah.
When you go to Vegas, do you gamble too or no?
Yeah. Baccarat.
You are Asian.
I play Baccarat.
That's Asian game.
High end.
Mahjong?
I don't do that. I do Baccarat.
Oof,
Baccarat is the best odds in the casino because it's 50-50.
Right.
And it's a fun game.
You do banker always or player?
Always banker.
Always banker.
I always bet banker.
Me too.
Baccarat.
Baccarat's
fun. I like it. It's fun. And it's a game you can sit for an hour or two and have fun and you're up a few and down a few.
Bobby doesn't gamble. But you know what's so funny? Well, you gamble in life, I guess, less so than on a table.
No gambling at all?
That's right.
Can't.
I have. I'm just not good at it.
But you're also an addict. You can't get trapped.
Yeah, I can't get trapped in it.
So much money.
But I'm an addict too, but I'm confident I won't get addicted to Baccarat.
That's the greatest last word.
That's one thing I go, if I do get addicted to Baccarat, like that's how it should end.
Well, you hear those rumors. You hear those rumors of comics, and I'm not speaking ill of the dead because he's the best, but I heard stories that Norm would make them give him a check to the casino to play out.
Wow.
You know, like instead of like pay me, just pay me in chips or whatever.
Pay me in chips.
I don't know if that's a true story, but I love the idea that he was like, just put it downstairs.
Do you remember my dice story?
No, what?
I was working the back door in the late 90s. Okay.
The late 90s?
The late 90s, man. What's so funny, guy?
It's all right.
It's just the late 90s. I didn't know if that was like a period of time, like a dimension we couldn't access as white people. I was like, oh, the late 90s.
The late 90s.
So I'm working the back door. I don't know Dice at all. He comes up to me and he goes, hey, Ching. That's what he used to call me.
Yeah, Ching.
Really?
But not in a racist way.
No, not at all.
It was Cha-Ching.
Cha-Ching.
Oh. Yeah. He's like, it's not racist. It's Cha-Ching.
Money guy.
Money guy.
Gotcha.
And he goes, Cha-Ching. I go, Bobby, Ching. And then he goes, we're going. I go, going where? He goes, to Vegas. Oof. He went to the management and goes, I'm taking the little Chinese guy. He didn't know I was Korean.
Right.
To Vegas right now. So wow. I literally, no toothbrush, no clothes.
No problem.
I literally get on a plane with him. He goes, you're good luck. Wow. He lost $850,000 in 12 hours. And then when we got back, he didn't talk to me for 3 years.
Of course.
Yeah, well.
It was a nightmare.
Was that your fault?
I think so. I think I gave bad energy there.
Yeah.
And it was the first time where I go, oh, stars can do anything, because we were at the gate at LAX.
Yeah.
And he just lit up a cigarette.
Oh, yeah.
At the gate.
Yeah.
And I go, you can do that? He goes, I can. And he's just starts smoking.
But he can.
And then they said, put it out. And he just threw it and put it down.
That's right. Fine.
I go, that's amazing.
That day is gone, by the way.
That day is gone.
And you'll see that in the Golden Globes tonight, I'm sure.
Yeah.
You think
those days are dead.
You don't have the power you used to have.
Yeah, but we got to get the power back.
Nah.
Like Public Enemy said.
No. Well, that's not what they were talking about.
They
were talking about that?
They didn't mean that.
I don't really know their lyrics, but what do they mean then? Teach me.
Well, I think they meant more power to the people, and I don't think they were talking about like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, but
was my guess.
You don't think they were fighting for the Hollywood elites to get power back?
It was my guess they weren't referring to Tilda Swinton.
Okay, so Tim, let me ask you a question, friend. Okay.
Sure.
And I want your little advice.
Yeah, please.
My friend.
Please.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with the date.
Yeah.
We go to fucking Boiling Crab.
Why do you like that place so much?
In Hollywood, Boiling Crab?
No, we went to one in Northridge.
He loves that. He loves Boiling Crab.
I love crabs boiled.
He loves boiled crab.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's just my thing. So anyway.
It's great.
So the one in Hawaii, Tim.
Yeah.
Okay. For years, I've been doing selfies there. You've seen my selfies.
At
the Boiling Crab in Hawaii.
I know. They owe you money.
They owe me money. Then the corporate, would text me back, like DM me back and go, thank you for publicizing. I take a date to the fucking Northern. Everyone in the fucking lobby.
Does look good.
Everyone in the lobby recognized me, right?
Okay.
Yeah. Staff, I still had to wait an hour and a half.
That's not right.
Be honest.
No, that's not right.
You gotta take the power back.
Well, the reality is you need a contact at the restaurant.
He doesn't get in like that.
I don't get in that way.
He walks in and he wants them to go, Bobby Lee.
No.
That's
not what I'm saying. No, what I'm saying is that maybe 45 minutes.
Yeah.
No.
No. You shouldn't wait at all. Bobby, you can't say I'll wait 45 minutes because then you're just saying I'll wait an hour and a half.
It's the same thing.
It's the same thing. You need a contact at the restaurant where you have a table when you walk in.
Ah, fucked up.
It's a whole thing.
He doesn't create these relationships. It's kind of what I like. But we will walk into places together on the road, and his energy immediately gets us
we need to go. It's a pure energy that you don't even know anything about, and I'm going to tell you something else, my friend.
Learn, Tim. This is for you to learn.
I'm going
to
teach you some shit right now,
Thank you.
In Idaho, remember we were in Idaho or whatever?
Yeah.
We had a guy call a fancy restaurant. And then not only did they say no, they go, we don't even want these guys in the building.
That's right.
Really?
They were not interested.
They were so fucking rude. Now, what's that place called?
I don't remember.
I would rip them apart.
Why do you think that is?
He's just only got a brand of humor. They're more Bargatze people, I guess.
They were Nate fans. They had a banner of him in the front lobby.
Yeah.
But no, it's odd that they would ban you from the restaurant.
They just didn't care to host us, is what they said.
They didn't care.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fine. At least we know where we stand with these people.
That's interesting.
Then there's places we go that are we call and say, hey, the show gets out late.
They suck our dicks.
Is there any way we can pay you to keep it open? Because we'll bring a crew of people.
There are restaurants where I'm treated nice.
Yeah.
And allowed
in. We're in LA. We're in LA, you're treated nice.
I know his spots.
Nobu Malibu, they're good to me usually. But occasionally, sometimes they can't be.
Ocean Prime loves you.
Ocean Prime loves me.
He's VIP there.
I love an Ocean Prime.
I've never been to Ocean Prime.
You go with this guy, you treat royalty.
You never treat nicely.
You never take me to Ocean Prime.
Well, because I go there, and you know who's sitting next to me? The table next to me is LaToya Jackson. If you want to live that life, you come with me. You want to eat shrimp cocktail with me and LaToya Jackson? Because that's what's left. Everyone thinks, oh, Hollywood stars. Here's what's left.
LaToya.
LaToya Jackson and myself eating shellfish in the afternoon. That's what it's here now. How about bringing the tour buses around? Let's bring them around and they can see it.
So Ocean Prime, yeah. Nobu, Malibu, what else?
Osteria Moza, Nancy Silverton's joint in yeah. on Melrose and Highland.
That's There's a
the
good back, one.
The Fountain Room at the Beverly Hills Hotel, that little diner.
Polo Lounge.
That's great, Polo Lounge.
Yeah, that's a good one.
He's exclusive at every place that people...
But there's some places he probably doesn't get treated well, though.
Of course.
Well...
I bet you buffets.
No, it's... Yeah, like, sure... But they don't. What buffet in LA would not have that?
It wasn't a fat thing.
It was just. What was it?
If it wasn't. If
it came out fat.
But right. Wouldn't.
It came out fat, but it was more like. I just assume.
But wouldn't they. Don't they want the fat people at the buffets?
No.
They
dude.
Do, though.
No, they want me there because I'm not going to eat that much.
Yeah,
but
too.
But they know you're not going.
That's right.
They know
right.
you're not going. They've made peace with it. Okay. They made peace with it.
I'm sorry about that.
Bobby's got a confidence now that I'm. In love with because the Ozempic, or I'm sorry, yeah. the other one, whatever it's called, Wegovy.
Yeah.
Has kicked in. He's lost a significant amount of weight. His confidence is through the roof. The dating pool has expanded.
Yeah.
He's got this vibe to him of like a kind of, he's a little bit into like a high school bully again.
Ooh.
He's got the swagger of a high school bully.
You want me to put you in a locker?
See?
That's good.
He'll do it.
I'll put you in a locker and put you a wedgie in
If there's
face.
A locker nearby, he will throw someone
you
in
know
it.
What else I will do, dude?
But that's good. I like the idea of that, of you kind of embracing kind of that.
Tough guy image.
Tough guy.
I'm a bully, bro.
Yeah.
See?
No, just starting fights.
Yeah. Like, I would pick you up upside down, stick your head in the toilet, but you're too fat.
Like,
okay.
I would.
All right.
Yeah, and so that's not, I mean, that's uncalled for.
That's not me.
It's uncalled for.
I crossed the line again.
I don't
By
like
the way,
that.
I crossed the line.
What medication makes that okay? That's not... There's no way that Novo...
That was my bad. Sorry.
Yeah.
That was my bad. I
Somebody
love you.
Better sue that company from the Netherlands. What is it? Novo Nordic?
Nordisk? That's a side effect of Wegovy.
Yeah, it's the side effect. I'm sorry.
You get delusions of grandeur.
A side effect of Wegovy is just abusing people in the streets. Yeah.
Wegovy does have... He did have some bad side effects on the first one.
Ozempic.
He threw up for like 4 days straight.
Oh my God, it was gnarly.
It was unbelievable. We have footage of it. It's like the shot. Yeah. We're doing a promo.
You have footage of the vomiting.
We were shooting a promo.
For Ozempic.
For
the vomiting.
For tour. And legitimately, he threw up for like an entire like 30 to 40 seconds straight.
48 hours of constant vomiting.
It was wild to watch.
Interesting.
It was cool to see it go
to work.
I'll
tell you what happened. Can I tell you what happened? Yeah. Guy?
It's like Santa Clarita Diet, where she becomes a zombie.
He's close.
Oh, the first 48 hours, she just vomits.
Underrated show, by the way.
Was a great show.
I loved it.
Was a great
show. You didn't watch it.
Yeah.
I saw Squid Game, too.
You know what we both watched together that we liked that we want to talk about?
Yeah.
We both separately went to the theater to go watch.
Let's talk about it.
Bob Dylan, A Complete Unknown. Or, I'm sorry.
How was it?
Yeah, Complete Unknown.
Complete Unknown.
Honestly?
Go first. I'll go the second.
Huge crush on that kid.
Everyone's saying that it's great. Movie.
He's fantastic. She's good.
Monica Barbaro. Joan Baez.
Monica Barbaro. Yeah. Is that her name?
Yeah.
She's fantastic. The movie's great. It's just, you just give the kid credit because he did it. I can't believe he did it.
With Monica Barbaro on a
sitcom. Well, why wouldn't he do it though?
What? Up Together?
Yeah, she was on Splitting Up Together.
Yeah.
And even then I knew, I'm never going to see this person again.
Now here's why.
She was just good.
No, because she got Maverick. While we're shooting.
Right.
Here's why he should have done
it. I've never had that experience with anyone I've been on set with. Everyone I'm on set with, I go, I will see them again, probably at the improv. Like, I know it's going down. Everyone I've done a film with, I'm like, it's going bad for them.
Yeah.
And it's going to get so bad where they start calling me and asking me questions.
I have a reversal of that.
Yeah.
I have one that she was a... not even a regular. She was kind of like was trying to make her a regular. They had kind of lied to her. And she didn't have a lot of airtime on I Did That I'm Dying Up Here show.
Yeah.
And afterwards, she fucking exploded. She's on that Ginny and Georgia show. Brianne Howie is her name.
Huge.
Dude.
So she's huge.
She was a waitress on our show, barely featured.
And by the way, she's great.
She's fantastic.
She just did Ginny and Georgia. She's great in that.
She's so good. You
and
know
she
this
just
girl?
Did that new Schumer thing.
She's so good. But that's a story where you're like, wow, she flipped the... She was so downtrodden from the show, not putting her on the air. And then afterwards, I thought, I wonder how she's doing. And, 80 million followers on Instagram later.
Sometimes it just turns.
It flipped fast.
It flipped.
We're waiting for that flip.
I think Gaga's flipped with Joker. I think it's done.
Yeah, it's over.
I believe it's over.
She had
went the other way.
I believe she went the other way. I mean, if you're on set with me,
it's over.
That's not true.
Yeah, no,
I believe. I believe that.
Tim. Yeah.
Who else were you on camera with that fell, that could fall potentially?
I think Joaquin will survive.
Maybe.
I think Brendan Gleeson's out. I think he's back to Ireland.
That's it. Yeah.
Sorry, love him, but I think we've had enough of that. That folksy kind of like heart, Arthur, sing a song for us. Not next. And I think Gaga's done. But go on.
Okay, I want to say something. Okay, yeah. Number two. Okay, number one. I know people that like that movie.
The Joker?
Joker 2.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Okay. We also, it could be one of those movies, it might stand the test of time. And 10 years from now, it could be genius.
No.
No.
Okay, I know. I'm just
That's not how it works.
But by the way, thank you.
Oh, yeah. And also, I want to say something about the A Complete Unknown, because I didn't say my opinion.
Yeah, please.
What do you mean?
Say it.
We want to hear it.
I know, yeah. Because,
no, he looks good.
He looks real great. Good.
Okay, so first of all, Monica Barbaro was also a guest star on Splitting Up Together. She wasn't, you know, a regular.
And now look at her.
She's killing it. And number two, let me tell you about A Complete Unknown.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't want to go. My friend Gene wanted to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We sat in the theater. I'm a huge Bob Dylan fan. Always have been.
Yeah.
Okay. As soon as you see him on screen, you go, oh, this is going to be good.
It's Bob Dylan.
It's Bob Dylan.
It looks
Dylan.
Like Bob
he
Dylan.
It. He did it.
He kills it.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
Better than Rami Malek. He did great as Queen, right?
Two completely different things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He's a whole different
Austin thing. Butler, great Elvis, right?
Yeah.
I liked it. But
I'll tell you, good
this
Brett.
This dude kills it.
We went to Graceland.
Yeah.
This felt real good. We went to Graceland. The woman giving us a tour was shocked because teenage kids were there, high school kids, college kids. And
yeah, like, yeah, what are they doing?
Well, right. But they're looking at us and they're like.
No, you were the only one there.
Me and the crew. He was sleeping. But they were like, bad friends.
Right.
The woman gave us the tour goes, I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. And I was like, oh, we just do a podcast. And she goes, you know, that's weird. People know you here. I had Austin Butler here. Not one person recognized him or said hello. And that felt.
Yeah.
Andrew Santino is bigger than Austin
that's
Butler.
That's right. I'll say it.
It felt good.
I'll say it. That he's felt bigger, so good.
It felt good.
Yeah, it felt real nice.
Yeah.
To go
They've
to-
closed off. We're recording this the day they're doing the Golden Globes. They've closed off like, I don't know, 17 blocks. It feels excessive.
It's too many.
It feels excessive. I said to the cops, I go, is this a prime terrorist threat? Is this, if you want to hurt America, do you bomb the Golden Globes?
Yeah, well, that's actually.
Do you know what
well,
I mean?
That's an international, no, you do the Academy Awards.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think the Golden Globes are a real threat.
No,
yeah,
look at all the street closures.
I mean, it's crazy.
Oh, wow.
They want to shut the whole city down.
Wow.
The whole thing is insane.
But this is the
because the comics have done that gig. It's a tough gig, right? Koi had a tough time, like, and it's because it's a weird gig.
It depends how you see it.
Yeah, but that's different. Joe got that gig within like a month of it airing.
Right? No. I'm not even blaming him. I would never want it. It's like the worst gig ever.
It's a weird.
Would you take it?
I wouldn't.
Would you take it?
They would never ask.
They would never ask.
In hypothetically.
No, because it's not the hypothetical is that they would.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't belong in. No, I don't.
I don't think it would make sense for me to do it.
Why would we?
I would do billboards if that was still around.
I would. There's
the
things.
Billboard award.
Yeah.
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 Maybe.
I don't know. I would do.
People's Choice.
Did they do? Does the Apollo have award ceremony?
Soul
I would
Train.
Love that. I would love Soul Train Awards.
Soul Train Awards.
Oh.
There was a skirmish at one of them recently. It was a kind of a melee.
By the way. The best white word about an all-black fight is a skirmish.
A skirmish.
There's a skirmish out there
it's
happening.
A melee. Something happened.
That was like, this is my buddy was on the train in Chicago, and he hears these two dudes are on the subway, and the one guy's like, hey, yo, and he recognizes his friend. He goes, oh, what's up, man? He goes, hey, man, whatever happened to Charles, or whatever the guy's name was. He goes, whatever happened to Charles? He goes, oh, man, Charles is dead, man. And the guy goes, oh, shit, what happened? And real calmly, he goes, it was a dispute.
Wow.
Validated. And like he asked like as if it was like, oh yeah, it's no big deal. Hosting 2025 Golden Globes, Joe Coy bombing and roasting Emilia Perez. I don't even know what I was watching. What is that? She's commenting about it?
Yeah.
That's her quote about
it's so unfair.
Well, why would she comment about Joe's performance prior? Is that her quote?
I don't know if that's her quote.
Oh. No, but it does say I don't even know what I was watching. I think, look, learning from Joe Coy bombing and roasting Emilia Perez. See, I wouldn't, that's the thing. I wouldn't want to do this shit because we have no business in that business.
I have no business there.
Well, that's the thing is like the same thing with the politicians.
If they were giving awards out at Mar-a-Lago.
Oh, you're there.
And they wanted a host.
You.
This makes sense.
Yeah.
The Golden Globes, not so much.
What could me and Bob host? Genuinely, what public?
I think
event?
A very fun tech awards.
Tech awards would be
or
fun.
Pep Boys if they had a award.
Yeah, they stopped doing it.
AutoZone's got a whole new.
Yeah, something like that. I hosted the Asian Excellence Awards twice.
That's pretty cool.
It's so funny to me, dude.
Where do they have that?
At Din Tai Fung the mall.
Where does the Asian Excellence Awards happen?
Hey man. Fuck you, man.
Mr. Yeah. Chow's. Outside of Mr. Chow's on Beverly.
And is it Awkwafina?
No, stop.
It's Ken.
It was at the Wiltern. Is that good enough?
Well, yeah. That's good.
Okay, yeah. Can I also say something else, dude?
Yes.
You think it was just a bunch of Asians?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
No.
Tarantino did a thing.
That's cool. He's Asian.
Yeah, Danny DeVito did a thing.
They're all Asian.
These guys are all Asian.
He smelled like an Asian, right? Yeah. Ralph Macchio was there.
Another Asian.
Pretty cool. Okay. Well, he's got to be there.
Yeah.
If Ralph Macchio doesn't show up for the Asians, that's crazy.
Yeah, he's got to be.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, Ralph Macchio's coming out for the Asians.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. He should say thank you.
So, will you Google a photo of me at the Asian Excellence Awards, please?
Please Google a photo of him. And by the way, you should have done it already because Asian Excellence Awards. Alliteration.
Yeah, and
did you enjoy? Was it fun? Good experience?
Well, let me see if there's a photo on there.
Yeah,
there's that one. Yeah, no, that one right there. You know, with Kelly Hugh, that one. No, the first row.
There it is.
That was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, no shirt. You know how that's how I do it.
2008.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Boot Kreischer. Ladies and gentlemen, Boot Kreischer.
The machine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
crazy times.
It's hard to do.
Award shows seem tough.
Also, there wasn't televised, and no one really was there.
Did you read off a cue card?
What are you supposed to be saying? What are you
were you reading cue cards?
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah.
The Netflix roast that we all just did, it was fun.
Well, how was that?
It was an abomination, but it was fun. We had fun. I love Mark and Sam, and we all had it.
You've never done a roast, huh?
It wasn't a real roast. It wasn't a real roast. It was roasting the year. It wasn't a roast. Like, it wasn't a real thing. It was like we roasted the year.
Right.
So they were like roasting topics.
Right. They asked us to do it.
Like drones.
They asked us to do it.
Yeah, kind of. I said I would do it if they let me dress up like the CEO got shot, and they did. And awesome. I didn't think they would. It was one of those things where I said to my manager, I go, they'll never let this happen, so I won't have to do it.
Mm.
And then they actually let it happen.
It was fantastic.
So then I had to do it.
They asked us to do it. We said no thank you.
I will say about
Netflix.
They did
ask us?
They did, but we're not.
And no thank you is the right move.
Well, they were Netflix. So we're both doing Hulu stuff too. So I feel like that was a weird, I was like, I don't want to.
I would have done a Netflix if they asked.
Yeah.
They did. We said no.
No, a special.
Yeah, this wasn't a special.
I'm just saying.
This was not a special.
Yeah. And then Jeff announced that he has cancer.
Well, he's better now.
Oh, so he's gone. He beat it. Oh.
I knew when he had it. I texted him. I was so concerned.
Once you have it, you got it.
That he got rid of it?
Who?
Eddie Pepitone.
Really?
Yeah. Like 2 weeks ago, I saw him at a party and he goes, I was meaning to tell you, but I couldn't tell you, but I got it out. I go, what? He goes, I had colon cancer.
Wow.
I don't know if I should even say that out loud because it's kind of private, but.
Yeah, well.
Why did I say that?
I don't know.
What do you think?
Did he tell you not to talk about it?
He never said anything.
So then it's fine.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because it's heroic. It's a hero's journey.
He won.
Oh, he won. Yeah.
And we all love Eddie. Yeah,
we love him. He's the best. He's my favorite guy.
Yeah, I love him so much. Yeah. But you know, it's so sad. I mean, we should be more mindful and more grateful that we're around each other and alive.
Yes. Mm. Well, that never happens.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, it's always that thing where you're in bad turbulence on a plane or you're whatever it is where you feel like you've had a brush with death. Mm. It never sticks.
No.
Because the human condition is to be petty and small-minded because you can't think about the big things all the time. You'll become insufferable.
Right.
Can we do a moment of silence for the Korean aircraft?
Oh, yes. I didn't even realize.
For what?
The Korean air crash.
The one that went off the runway into the building.
It wasn't Korean Air.
It was Jeju.
It was Jeju.
Yeah, it's a Korean one.
They're like our spirit.
It happened in Korea.
All right.
It was sad.
Okay, let's do a moment.
It has to say Korean Air for us to do a fucking
And I want to ask you something very seriously. Did you know anyone on the plane? Because I'm asking you.
Chances are high, to be honest.
I don't know if you know anyone on the plane. And I'm trying to, because it is a terrible thing.
It's awful.
No, well, Tim, we're not doing it yet.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Our brain health doesn't have to decline as we get older. In his latest book, The Ageless Brain,
Internationally recognized neurologist Dr. Dale Bredesen brings you the latest research and a science-based program that will identify, treat, and prevent the symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia to retain your vibrant mind. Get your copy of The Ageless Brain wherever books are sold and thrive for a lifetime.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, did they blame it? They blamed the barrier, right? Didn't they say the barrier?
They actually blamed the wall.
The wall caused it.
They blamed
it.
The wall.
It wasn't anything. It wasn't the malfunction of the plane.
No, it was the wall.
If that wall wasn't there, it wouldn't explode.
No, the plane would just keep going.
It would keep going.
Slow down nicely.
Slow down nicely,
Phrase again. If the wall wasn't there, if this wouldn't have happened.
This wouldn't have happened.
This is the Israel-Palestine thing over again.
There we go. That's a tough photo. Just the tail, just the charred tail of a plane.
But I'm going to show you a photo.
By the way, you know, photo of the year of 2025 already.
What do you think?
Is the burning Cybertruck outside of Trump Tower.
I want
it framed in my house.
It's huge.
It's beautiful. The Cybertruck on fire outside of Trump Tower. It's golden. It's gorgeous. It's just like, look at how good that photo is.
It's a great photo.
I want that in my living room.
Something's up with that. I don't know what.
We're not there yet.
We're not there yet.
They're planning it. There's more to come.
Something feels weird about the whole time we're in. That's a beautiful animal.
Well, tell him about the story of the animal.
You know what this?
He texted me yesterday. Dog?
Was that dog on the plane?
No.
Okay.
This dog.
He was flying the plane.
Yeah.
This was lunch.
Yeah. You're not going to eat me.
Shibu Inu crashes.
Yeah. No, this dog had 9 family members on that flight that died. And now he's just sitting there at the airport going, "Hey, everybody."
It's terrible.
Bobby.
Hey. No, I'm just, this is the dog. "Hey, where is everybody?"
So the dog wasn't on the flight.
No, he was at the airport. Where everybody at? You know? and then what is it? You're allowed to eat him now, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Well, it is free. Actually, that's.
It's so super sad.
By the way, it's one of those things. Do we even need to know this? It's like we're making it even sadder. Who's doing this?
Yeah.
A plane incinerated, hundreds of people died, and we need to find this story?
Who wrote that? People magazine?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Listen to
this. There are many people who mourn the deceased family and want to help Pudding by adopting him. This dog's name is Pudding, and its entire family was burned alive in a plane. That's what you're working. If you're a journalist, that's what you're doing now.
By the way, a little controversial.
Also, I'm sure there's a turtle there. Like, why don't I get coverage?
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Or like someone that had a frog.
Oh, my God.
What about the...
This is very...
That's an Asian frog.
Listen to this. They never returned, the organization wrote, and the empty house they left behind was haunted by their 5-year-old grandpa's pet dog, Pudding. Pudding would stare at every car that drove into town, and the locals would feed him out of sympathy for the loss of his family.
Dude, that's sad.
I mean, it's terrible.
The name is terrible, too.
Yeah, Pudding is not great.
The grandpa's like, one day, you're going to be Pudding.
Yeah. We're going to make you Pudding.
One day, you will be Pudding.
Yeah.
You work hard enough.
Yeah.
They never return. So this is off. I told him. I said, let's adopt a dog. We try to find a way to get a hold of it.
Yeah.
We'll take the dog.
We'll take Pudding.
But this is the thing. They wrote the story with no intention on helping the dog. They don't give a fuck.
No, the dog is already dead.
It's gone.
The dog is down. They put that dog down.
They put it down.
That dog is down.
You think so?
Pudding's down.
Yeah. Pudding's down.
Pudding is down. Yeah. As of this writing, Pudding is down. There is no way Pudding is still around.
Yeah.
Pudding is down as of this recording. Pudding is gone.
It's terrible.
That's so terrible.
But let's do a moment of silence like you wanted.
For Pudding and the rest of the people.
Mostly for Pudding.
I'm going to speak in Korean if I may.
Please.
I would love that.
Yeah, 너가 한국 말 할까야? 알았어? 학교, 하느님, 고추, 동생, 아버지.
Did you call me fat again?
Yes.
Is that what you did?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Pudding.
Habodaji.
Habodaji means fat.
What do you think happens in Korea now? Do you think how do you mourn in Korea?
Yeah, do you guys have wakes?
Racist
no,
thing
Bobby, it's not because
I've
I don't
ever
know.
Heard in my fucking life,
Bobby.
Dude. What
I don't
are you
know.
Talking about, bro?
I don't know how they
He's
mourn.
Saying, do you have wakes? Like you know how they do the Irish?
That's
wake?
What I mean. I'm like, how do you do it?
They would do a funny dance or something. What are you
well,
talking about?
Well, I don't
about?
Know. I'm just saying. Is it?
Show us the dance.
Is it upbeat?
Show us the funeral dance.
They have a dance.
Is it upbeat? Is it giggling?
They have a little dance.
Oh.
Right.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, it's closure.
Out of respect for the dead.
Because do you know
what?
Part
out,
no, leave it.
So dumb.
Leave that in.
Yeah, I'm not putting that in. We have cure ducks.
Bobby, I'm
we
not.
We have cure ducks.
I'm not saying.
And we have emotions like you, white fucks.
I'm not saying Asians aren't human.
I know, not as
a little bit.
They're not as big.
Asians
as you.
Your tear ducts are.
I'm not
smaller.
Saying that Asians are not people.
No,
I was simply asking what the custom was.
Yeah, but I'll tell you what the saddest thing is.
Yeah,
and my therapist says I have to stop doing this.
Yeah,
which is I'll. Because she goes, you like I obsessed over the mourning of people.
Sure.
Right. So it's like I've been watching all night long. So what they did was all the family members were at the airport, just staying there in tents.
So awful.
Now, can I ask a question?
Oh my God,
Bobby, why are they in tents at the airport? That's crazy.
Yeah, go home.
If you called me and said your family just died in a plane crash, I would never go camp at an airport. That's what I mean. There are differences, Bobby. There are cultural differences.
You're right.
Sorry.
Right, but they also, you know, we care about the remains.
So do we.
Yeah, we all do.
I don't know. I don't think so.
We ship the bodies.
I think Koreans care about the remains more than white people.
So you're camping at the airport. Where in the airport are they camping?
Just the government set up these tenting cities.
Can you imagine some people are in the Delta Lounge?
That's what I mean.
Yeah, some people.
By the way, no offense to the people that perished or their relatives.
Yeah,
there are people who paid a lot of money to fly a luxury carrier, perhaps to London or Dubai, that don't want to see tents of crying people on their way to the plane. So, Bobby, if I spend money to have a first class ticket on Korean Air, which is a phenomenal carrier,
yeah.
I don't want to walk through a tragedy and horror on my way into the plane. Let's forget about it. Move on.
Yeah, move on.
I never even thought about that, and I guess you're right. I'm backing you up.
Look how terrible this looks. This looks like L.A.
That's it. So these yellow tents. But here's what's sad about it.
How does this help?
It doesn't help. But they want to be there to see if they can find, like, a toe or something.
Is that really what's going on?
Yeah.
Bobby, that's morbid and sick.
This is so sick. Okay.
This is kind of sick. Why don't you come and let's camp and then try to find your cousin's toe?
Well, what I do is sicker. I'm going to tell you what I do.
Okay.
Right? So when the... I don't know why I'm laughing. But when the guy, you know what I mean? You know, he's the CEO or somebody that works for the airline. He's, like, naming names of people that deceased.
Oh, right.
Right? You can hear people yelp in the background.
Yeah.
So he'll be like, you know what I mean? Songbul Bong.
Yes.
And I'll just keep watching it over and over again.
Now there's people that are angry. Can we watch this?
Because I cry.
What? I want to see this because these are, and now these people are very angry.
This is so awful.
The bereaved are at breaking point. These outbursts happen every few minutes.
We better get Miles for this.
No, that's what he's saying. He goes, no, they...
These tents aren't big.
Just yelling at a desk agent.
Yeah.
Why have only five bodies?
If I don't get free drinks on the next flight, I'm going to fucking lose it.
Right.
This is so terrible.
This is terrible.
Okay, all joking aside.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's awful. Terrible. But this is what's so awful is they have to sit in a room and cry and yell
together.
Well,
this is what I don't understand.
It's terrible.
What I don't understand is why these people aren't with lawyers.
Yes, Sue.
I would be with a lawyer.
But this is an American culture. This is what he was asking you.
Morgan & Morgan.
Lawyers. We don't do it there.
You don't sue?
I don't think so.
I would be, if you called me right now and said your family was incinerated in a crash, I would put you on hold and call a lawyer.
I would not go to a tent. And I'll tell you why they don't have to do that. Because Koreans are already, it's inherent in their company. They already know they're going to get paid out.
Okay. Well, that, by the way, that's good.
I just made that up, but I'm assuming.
God bless the dead in Korea, because this is tragic and awful.
We're not making light of this at all. I think air travel is terrible, and I think
it's gotten worse.
It's gotten worse. I predicted it. I predicted it years ago. It's coming for all of us.
Look.
It's pudding.
Now we go back to pudding. By the way, can you Google how many, in the last 2 months, I'm not kidding,
the amount
of air crashes and stuff that's gone
on? Well, there's landing gear issues.
Lots of
things.
Things
can't land.
What's going on, Boeing?
We fly every week. Are you nervous?
I'm so nervous. I leave in 2 days.
You leave in 2 days.
I'm very nervous.
Where are you going?
Freaking out.
He's going to Florida. I'm going to New York or Florida. Yeah, it sucks.
I go to New York, then I go to Florida again.
I have a gig in Jeju.
Oh, you're going to Jeju?
Yeah, at the airport.
Wow. Oh, that's
both of the two December 2024 crashes happened when landing. Both of them were landing gear issues.
Oh my God.
And they both happen in December.
People think when you're landing, you're in the clear. You are not. It's actually the most dangerous time of the flight.
By far.
And
when you're up, it's fine.
And here's the other thing. If you've ever, like, whatever, seen pilots when they're landing, either on a YouTube video or if you're in a jet where you could see them or whatever, that's when they're working.
Oh, yeah.
Because when they're up there, they're just chilling. But when they're landing, they're like, fuck, this could go bad.
The engine was damaged after hitting
Sam
a bird.
Me and Sam Talent had the worst flight of our lives in a small jet going from Amsterdam to London. It was a 33-minute flight. The last 4 to 5 minutes of it, we could not land. We got to 700 feet. It was crazy. We had to go back up. Then we landed in Birmingham, which was like, you know, 3-hour car ride away. And we went up through a storm. And the Russian flight attendant was just sitting there expressionless. Two French pilots, thin guys, exactly what you want. Thin, just working. At the end, when we landed, I said, how many landings are worse than that? The guy said, I've been flying 23 years. I said, how many landings are worse than that? He goes, very few, maybe none.
Oh, my God.
And this, wow. And pilots always underplay
always.
Everything.
Mm.
And these two guys were like, very few, maybe none. Like, it was bad. Sam Talent said it perfectly. He goes, that was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me as an adult.
Wow.
I've done two touch and goes. You know, you have to touch and take back off. I did that in Vegas, and that was one of the worst fucking, because if the heat is too high in Vegas, right, if it's like over 100 and something, it's really hard for them to land. So he's landing in the wind, and it's crazy, and he goes all the way down, and we touch, and then we go right back up, and immediately everyone's on their phone. See ya. Bye. Love ya.
Right.
This is it. This is definitely how it goes. Circle around. We did it again. I fucking hated it. I hated so much landing.
Well, when it's going down, do you know how you're going to be?
I'm going to be thinking about you.
No, but what do you do? Do you scream?
No.
No.
No, you can't.
It's internal?
For me, when I was on the thing with Talent, when we were landing the second time, it was such a crazy storm and it wasn't good. I was thinking to myself, I was so in it. Like, I was watching, like, are we going to get to the runway? Because the plane's going like this.
Oof.
And I was so in it. I'm like, are we going to do it? Are we going to do it? I wasn't even thinking, like, this is it. There was a thought. I was like, this could be it.
Right.
But I was so in it. I'm like, are they going to do it? You're kind of rooting for the pilot.
Yeah.
I say root for them till the end.
Oh, root
for them.
Root
for them till the end.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
It was more this year than other years? Is that what it says? Wow.
Why is that the case, though?
Because Boeing is, something's going on.
They killed all the whistleblowers. There's too many people flying. Everybody's mad. Go to an airport. Everyone looks pissed.
Mm. Everybody looks
pissed, dude. You don't want to be in a situation where everyone hates their job.
Because
nobody's doing it the way they should do it.
This is giving me the creeps. I'm going to Miami.
No, it's
going to
be fun. Let's move on from this,
yeah,
please.
Let's talk about Gladiator 2 or something.
Well, Denzel Washington's in it, and he's excellent, I think.
Did you like the movie?
I saw it. And
I liked it.
I thought it was good.
I thought it was very good,
and I enjoyed it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed it.
And here's another. Can I just recommend another one?
Sure.
On the topic, right?
Yeah. The Anora.
Yes. Yeah, yes, 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 yes. The Order.
Ooh.
Did you see it?
No. What is that?
The Order is about these white supremacists in the 70s. Remember that radio DJ, Jewish guy, that got assassinated outside the studio?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. You know who plays him in the movie?
Who?
Marc Maron.
Really?
And he kills it. It's a great movie.
And The Order is about white supremacists.
It's about that killing and also like the heist that they had and their, you know, and then how they got stopped, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's a really good movie.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow? Tomorrow's a big day for white supremacy.
What's tomorrow?
Come on, dude. Jan 6.
J6?
We're back, baby.
I think it'll pass without incident.
That's kind of a bummer.
Mm.
I want a little bit of a party.
I think there'll be some fond remembrances of a time. But here's the way I look at January 6th. Yeah. Truly, have you ever been at a party that's gotten out of hand?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's kind of what happened.
That's what happened.
That's what it was, yes.
It's a high school party.
Mm.
And it was not a Civil War. They're in costume hats.
It was a high school party.
It was a high school party.
It's also not a coup. You know, people call it a coup.
It's not a coup.
You need the military for the coup. You can't be doing a coup
with a hat.
That's right. A shaman hat.
With a prop.
Right. You can't. No.
No, this is the kids from the other high school came and they're a little wild. And things got a little out of hand. And then the really popular quarterback may or may not have egged it on. Without knowing.
A little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Without even knowing.
We don't know.
He was like, we're having the best time of our lives tonight. We got to go out there and have the most fun. No one can tell us how much fun we can have.
Trump.
Have more fun.
Trump really is the quarterback.
He's quarterback.
Yeah.
And he was like, tonight's our night to make a mark and have the most fun we've ever had.
Yeah.
And this is what happened.
Mm. We have to show Maine South we're the ones.
We're the ones.
We're the ones.
And there's a lot of teachers that, you know, They say that we're such good kids.
We're not.
We're not problems. Uh-uh. They go, these kids are so sweet and quiet, but guess what? Tonight's the night to show them.
Oh.
And you know what I mean? It can get out of hand.
It's like a pep rally.
It can get out of hand. It's no one's fault. It's no one's fault. No, it's not litigated. It's no one's fault. He's actually a genius. That Jake Angeli. Rogan sent me a tweet the other day. He's very smart.
This kid?
This shaman, the QAnon shaman.
Oh, wow.
So, Tim, if you were breaking a window and I didn't know what was going on, I would help you break it. I don't know what's going on.
Right. Of course. You know my friend fell through a door, door, and ripped the screen out, and we all started laughing. Of course my friend's property was destroyed.
Right.
His parents were very upset, but there was something funny about watching someone fall through a screen door.
And if you said like come into this office, right?
Yes.
And I'm in Nancy Pelosi's office.
Right.
Right. I don't know what's going on. I just followed Tim in there.
There's
right.
something.
Would you go in?
Of course.
Yes.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. We're all in a field. We're all kind of having fun, and it's getting a little wild.
It's getting wild.
It's getting a little wild.
But we've all been at those parties where we regret the next day. Everybody looks around and goes, "That was really nuts.
I can't believe we did that.
I can't believe that happened."
Mm. Right. Do you think he's going to pardon the January 6th people that are in prison?
The day.
You think the day?
Day one.
You think day one?
Day one.
Yeah.
Day one.
Okay. I heard it's not hard to do either to pardon.
No, it's a pen.
He signs a page.
Yeah.
We do someone posters else all the wrote. Time. Yeah, we sign posters on the road.
No, it's literally us signing merch.
It's the same thing.
The best thing ever, though, can you get
you should
the
sell
January 6th song that the January 6th people recorded a song in prison? All the January 6th people that went to jail. It's called Justice for All.
Wow.
And it was recorded by Donald Trump and the January 6th prison choir. Please.
I got to hear it.
It is actually kind of powerful.
Are they going on tour anytime soon?
If they are,
I'd love to
tell you, I will jump on that in a minute. Let me host.
Abraham Lincoln, at a time of true crisis with the country on the brink of civil war, appealed for all Americans to be touched by what he called the better angels of our nature. And toward the end of the war, he called on them to bind up the nation's wounds. Lincoln was the first Republican president. In seeking to be the next Republican president, Donald Trump promises to be an agent of vengeance. And in his CPAC speech, invoked the post-Civil War act of vengeance, lynching in a moment of self-pity.
I didn't know that they want to lynch you for doing nothing wrong. I didn't know they want to lynch you for doing a great job. I didn't know they want to put you away because your poll numbers are better than anybody they've seen in years.
For the record, the former president was not lynched. He lost. He was voted out of office, and he's not being lynched either. He's the subject of numerous official legally sanctioned investigations. The irony here is that he did have a vice president who was being hunted by a mob the former president encouraged and for hours did nothing to stop, who did want to hang Mike Pence. And according to the New York Times, Mark Meadows, his chief of staff, told the January 6th committee that when President Trump learned of the rioters chanting, hang Mike Pence, he said something to the effect of, maybe Mr. Pence should be hung. And as for those rioters, shortly before speaking to CPAC, the former president collaborated with a group of incarcerated January 6th inmates on this.
And to the republic for which it stands.
Wow.
There's something beautiful.
That's very beautiful.
You tell me Diplo can't do anything with that? Make
I'm
a
sure
beat.
He could. Yeah.
Throw a beat
hey, where's
on that,
John
dude?
Summit?
Wow.
No, I'll tell you this right now. It's a regrettable day.
Yeah.
It's a regrettable day. It's not good. And everybody, you know, that I know who was there feels sad about it. You know?
This is like all my uncles.
Yeah, that's everyone I grew up with.
That's all my uncles.
Every person I've ever met in my life is that guy.
Dude, we got inside the fucking offices, dude.
But by the way, it's a great story. Here's the thing about January 6th. It's one of those stories where it's a great story to tell. You were there.
I mean, he's got, what is he on? Is he on an app? He's recording right now.
He was one of those
he's
guys
on TikTok
singing.
Live. He's,
yeah.
He's TikToking.
Yeah. Is that a katana?
Yeah.
Is that a sword?
Keep that thang on you.
What has he got?
I'm more interested. Look at the desk. I want to see what's on the desk. A little bit of Purell, an old Yeti cup.
The problem with this country is that we don't have fun anymore.
We don't.
And this is fun.
This was fun.
This is not the best thing.
Yeah, it's not the best thing. Happen. Yeah, that's not the best thing. Yeah.
It's not the best thing.
I mean, you also could go to a water slide.
No, they're closed. It's the winter.
Oh, that's right.
They're closed. Okay. And you know what? There's lines and there's problems. This is immediate kind of just, here's the thing, man. We all remember doing fun pranks as kids.
Yeah.
This is kind of what this is.
It's just a prank.
Mm. It's a fun prank. It's a prank. It's a fun prank as kids. You're getting wacky. You're having a good time with your buddies.
This is us egging a house. You know what I mean?
Egging a house.
Toilet paper in a house. TP
throwing
a house.
Some fruit off the overpass.
Come on.
Look at this. He's got the thing.
He's got the thick tongue. Look at that tongue, man.
Yeah.
By the way, you know what's so funny? They've interviewed some of these people, and obviously they all went insane and are crazy, but they also, like, when they interview them, seem very reasonable. Like, it's just so insane. Like, they're like, so you took a shit on Nancy Pelosi's desk, and he's like, representative government has failed. It's like so... it's so crazy how well-spoken some of them are because the behavior is so nuts.
It's nuts, yeah.
Are you guys afraid of the inauguration? Do you think it's going to be wild?
No. You know what's so funny? I think it's going to be calm.
Let's say someone was invited to it. Would you go to it, or do you think there's going to be problems?
No, I think I do. I think no problems.
Okay,
I think it's going to be the polar.
Because I'm just seeing like Teslas explode and all that, and I'm going.
But
you're right. It might be nice.
Would you go? If you were invited, would you go?
I'm thinking of it.
You were invited.
Yeah. Perhaps
he was invited.
I was invited. I was invited.
No, be real.
I was invited.
You literally. Then you gotta go.
I think I'll go.
Yeah, yeah.
I think I'll go.
How come we didn't get invited?
Well, we don't get invited to stuff.
Oh yeah, that yeah.
I got invited to like a J.D. Vance has like a listening party for an album he's putting out. And I might want to go to that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's fine. I mean, it was unofficial, but it was like a paperless post that was sent to my email.
I just don't want to be there and then craziness start to go on. And
I think the security is going to be unbelievable through the roof. Like it's just going to be, there's no way.
Liberals don't do crazy like that.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
You think they do?
Some of them do. But we're not even talking about liberals. We're just talking about like, who knows, dude? Foreign actors.
People are... A guy drove a truck through the middle of Bourbon Street.
Dude, that's true.
People go wild.
People lose their mind.
Yeah, yeah.
They people do crazy go wild. Shit.
Then don't go.
It just seems... I don't know. I'm going to go, probably. Yeah. It'll be an experience.
You got to go.
I think it'll be
an
experience.
You know what I want?
For Jimmy Carter.
Do it for Jimmy.
I'm going to do it for Jimmy.
You know that award?
Wear a shirt that says, this is for Jimmy.
You know when the president gives awards out and puts a little thing around their neck?
The Medal of Honor?
Yes.
How can I get
one? Oh, buddy. So far from that.
Can I get one?
So far from that.
What would I need to do to get one?
Like you think a Medal of Honor or like a
Ellen got one.
Who?
Ellen DeGeneres.
For what?
I don't know, but she got one.
But Ellen's like in.
The Medal of Freedom?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she got a Medal of something.
Look at Biden's face.
Hillary just got one 23 hours ago.
Yeah, yeah, she got one. Magic Johnson.
Look at, he doesn't want to touch magic.
I don't love that photo.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
You know what?
I know. It's not going to rub off.
It doesn't look great.
Yeah, I don't want to catch anything that this guy's got.
That doesn't present America in our best light.
No, it's such an unflattering photo.
Yeah. So I'll use it. You don't think I'll ever get one?
No chance.
You know what I don't like about you, Andrew?
Give it to me.
And I think, Tim, you're in the same category.
Yeah.
I really get no support.
Well, but here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
Yeah, I think you could get one.
Hold on.
What?
How hard was this for him to clasp?
Right.
With both of them shaking?
I mean, and by the way, look at the guy, the Marine or whatever, just standing there like, I'm not even watching. That is the face of a guy who's like, I'm not even watching. Because that was such a crazy, shaky thing.
Between his hands.
He's trying so hard not to look. Because he knows.
You're right. They're
horrible.
Shaking, they're
both shaking.
Oh, it's tough. Yeah. Bobby, you could absolutely get one. You would have to, there would have to be a president who felt, for whatever reason, close that you had helped them or you helped the country.
We would need to set you up. Like, we would need to have
that's why I had Kennedy on my podcast.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's good.
Do you remember we bailed?
Yes. So me and Bobby. And by the way, last time we talked about canceling, I'm getting all these people like angry at me. We were talking about canceling one show at the Improv for a criminal, but go on.
So you and I had a benefit show.
Yes, we did.
Right. You remember? And then and then I called you.
Yes.
And you go, are you going?
Yeah.
He's not going to win.
We knew it.
Yeah, you knew it, right?
We knew
it. You weren't going to go, right?
And the lineup was tough.
Your excuse was COVID, right?
COVID.
Right. But then I...
Got COVID.
No.
No.
I told them I had COVID before you told them because I stole your fucking excuse.
Smart.
and I sent them, I think, your
Yeah, I told you.
Test.
I shared it with you.
So the text that you sent me, about that was my results too to them.
We were on a lineup. It was weird.
It was weird. Me, you, Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
Who else?
People that weren't comedians.
Yeah.
It was like strange.
Send in your COVID tests.
Yeah.
Show me that you had COVID. I think they're lying, both of them. I don't believe them at all.
I think Bobby Lee and Tim Dillon are lying.
Yeah.
We've replaced them with Drea DiMatteo from The Sopranos. Will be here. So,
but I would have done it if you did it, but because you weren't doing it, I was like, I don't think I should do it then either.
What do you think about those guys having Armie Hammer on YMH?
We were talking about having him on here.
He's doing like a podcast tour.
He's going to go on a tour.
Do you know that? He's got his own show now. Somebody told me he has a podcast.
He does.
That's why he's
Here's the thing about Armie Hammer, though. Isn't he just a hot, boring actor at the end of the day?
But it's interesting they had him on because they have no connection to him whatsoever. It's a strange start for a podcast tour. To start on YMH.
Well, Armie Hammer's an actor. So you got to remember that he is now playing the role of this guy. Armie Hammer was an A-list guy forever, said he wanted to eat a liver, probably didn't want to, maybe it was a joke. That didn't work. Now he's that guy.
But
he's
also
trucker hat on YMH. He's like, you would see him talk about the thing that happened, and sometimes he'd do it as a drama, and he'd be like, it's been so hard. And then he'd do it as a comedy. He'd go, it's kind of wacky when you think about it. And he's going, which script is it?
Right.
Is it a comedy that I thought I ate everyone?
Right.
Or is it a drama? Am I a podcast guy now? Like, he's just basically trying to figure out, like, what's the role?
He's looking for a director.
He's looking for a director. He needs the role to get him back.
You think this is his way to get back into movies?
Something.
Yeah, something. He's got to come back. He doesn't want to not be famous.
Yeah, but my thing is that there's nothing else he can do to make money, and this is why he's doing it.
You guys are crazy. When everybody says it pisses me off, he's a fucking hammer. He's a fucking hammer.
Oh, he has money.
Do you know about the Hammer Museum in Los Angeles? His family
is
worth...
He sold his truck. He's pretending he has no money.
How could he not?
He sold his truck he's like, here's me selling my car.
There's no fucking way. His family is worth fucking billions
of
dollars.
Supposedly they cut him off and he was selling timeshares.
I believe none of that.
I agree with you.
I believe
zero.
That's
the thing. If you're a Rockefeller, sometimes you get cut off. That's what I'm saying. What if he's cut off?
Not when you're this close. It's his great-grandfather, right? Give me the Wikipedia on the fucking guy. It's his great-grandfather that is started the foundation and all this shit.
Because I knew Zsa Zsa Gabor's daughter and she got cut off.
Zsa Zsa didn't make a lot of paper, my friend.
Oh, that's all right.
This is entrepreneur industrialist Armand Hammer.
It sounds like they have money, right? Gabor?
And that's his grandfather or his great-grandfather.
Wow.
Right?
She was born into it.
Yeah, look, dude, this is generational fucking wealth.
Dude, that guy, oh my God, look at him.
That's it. I passed that.
By the way, if you think that guy didn't ask to eat a liver.
right.
You're completely out of your mind. Like, if you think that guy didn't set the standard.
Yeah.
It said Lenin called him, go back up to his picture there. It said, Lenin's chosen capitalist by the press.
I like that.
Close ties to the Soviet Union.
So you think it's over for him in terms of movies?
No, I don't know that. I can't say that. I'm just saying that I think he feels that he has to, and I sympathize with him. He has to figure out, like, how do you handle this? Do you handle it like serious? Like my life was destroyed. Or do you just say, listen, it's funny. It's like a funny rom-com. I said, I texted a few women. I wanted to eat their hearts. People freaked out. It's silly. And now I'm back. And I think that's smart of him to do that. And that's why he's going on YMH. Tom and Christina are super cool. They get it. They're having fun with him. I think it's smart.
It's wild.
It's wild.
We're living in such a crazy... Is that his grandfather? Make sure that's his granddad or his great-granddad. I don't know which one it is. It's just a strange... It's like we are living in...
See, upside down in a weird way.
It's unscripted. It's so
crazy.
Yeah. We are the wildest reality show we've ever lived. It's his great-grandson.
Yeah.
Michael Armand Hammer, yeah.
Supposedly he was having financial issues. Maybe that is untrue.
I just don't buy that.
I think you're probably right.
Generational wealth. Whenever you meet someone with generational wealth, and you do occasionally come across people where you're like, oh, my dad is a blah, 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 whoever.
Right.
They can't run out. They can't run out. Generation. You can run out if you just got rich.
You know what's interesting
rich.
About Armie Hammer? He's never looked not good. Like, if you have zero money...
You look shit.
You look shit.
Yeah.
He's never looked bad.
Right. Look at this. Armie's grandfather, who was accused of killing a man in 1955 and sexual abuse by his daughter. He's got a good lineage.
That's good lineage.
That's insane. Wait, his great-grandfather was convicted of manslaughter in 1919. These guys are killers.
Oh. There's something about...
Runs in his blood.
It's a fun family.
It's a fun family.
It's a fun family.
That's a Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you don't become Lenin's favorite capitalist, but you know what I mean? Like, it's a fun Thanksgiving, and I like this new Army Hammer. I like the truck. I wanted to have him on here and eat, like, really, like, ribs. I wanted to have him on and eat ribs, so I will have him on if me and him can eat.
He'll do the show.
Ribs.
I think he'll do the show.
Yeah, we were talking about it.
He would do the show.
But you know what? How Kevin Spacey cries about he's lost everything in his house and this and that? Like, do you believe that?
Yeah, but
no?
that was my point. He's not generationally wealthy. Spacey's rich.
Yeah, but he made
this
lot of money. Dude.
Not like the fucking Hammer. Not like the Lenin's favorite capitalist.
Kevin Spacey would have made at least $100 million.
I also think Kevin Spacey's lying about losing everything.
Sure.
Oh.
I think he's probably not being honest.
Yeah.
I agree with that. But also, dude, new rich is different than generational wealth.
Yeah.
You know, dude, the difference is
we're all new rich, right?
The Hammer,
I'm not that rich, but I'm just saying.
The Hammer family, there's money they have they don't even know they have.
Correct.
That's the kind of money.
If you
we're
have
talking
a fucking
about.
Building on Wilshire and an art museum, you're fucking fine.
They're
okay.
fine.
Okay.
But Spacey, I bet you he lost a lot of all the shit that he had. I imagine. This guy, you know.
But
what
when these guys talk about being broke, they don't mean like I'm living in an apartment in West Hollywood. They mean like I'm not
maintain their lifestyle.
I'm not maintaining my lifestyle.
Yeah.
This guy's living in a 3-bed, 3-bath.
When I was I did a podcast with Alec Baldwin a few months after the and he said to me, he goes, I can't believe I'm dealing with this bullshit. I should be on David Geffen's yacht in Nice right now.
Wow.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
It's
a different kind of level.
It's a different level. Wow. There's levels to this.
He was ordered to pay $31 million.
By the way, that is heavy.
I didn't know it was that much.
31 is heavy.
Oh, wait a minute. He let her say, ordered to pay $31 million by a production company.
Oh.
Look at the end. He later settled the case
for
$1 million. That's it? $1 million? He's got fucking plenty.
$1 million.
So he's not going to, he's not like on the streets. I mean, he's going to.
No, his problem was, look, his monthly mortgage was $20,000.
Yeah.
And they sold his house for 3.2.
Just go to Austin and live with Tony. I don't know.
Army Hammer, Kevin Spacey. By the way, if they all move to Austin, just be the greatest thing in the world.
Ladies and fucking gentlemen, the greatest fucking lineup you've ever seen in your life.
Dude, if
Red Band and I worked tirelessly to get this lineup put together. It's Army fucking Hammer and Kevin fucking Spacey.
They could start like a new Hollywood over there.
1,000%. In Austin, you think?
In Austin. Even the actors start a production company.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
What do we say to Austin?
We're never going to
go. No thanks.
No thank you.
No thanks.
I've made my feelings public and clear.
Yeah.
I love everyone who lives there.
I love it too.
They're not everyone. That's crazy.
I love Joe, Shane, and Tony. I love three people.
No, there's people there that are great.
I love three people.
I just don't feel like moving there.
Tom and Christina.
Why do they want everyone to move there? It's so weird. It's culty. It's like,
well, we
I don't
need to
move.
Hold up the left, the west flank here.
We're fine.
We got it. Me, you, Bobby, Whitney.
We don't have a choice. Yeah. We have to stay here.
Absolutely.
By the way, if we pull out the final Jenga blocks.
Forget it.
We're fucked.
Forget it.
It has to be us. It has to be Burr and Sebastian.
Here's why I stay. Someone has to disgust Sebastian Maniscalco at the Improv. Like, he's got to see someone and go. Someone has to play that role.
I know.
That's
someone
right.
Someone has to be sitting here in a sweatsuit when he walks in and he just goes.
Yeah.
That's us. That's us.
Someone's got to do it.
He's a good example of someone I met early.
I love him.
You know what I mean?
I love him.
I love him too. He's like
him,
a brother to me, right?
He's brilliant.
But I'm so glad I met him early.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
You understand what I'm saying?
But he's very nice to me. And I, like in that way, like his nod, when he nods, it's a nice nod.
No, because he is a quiet but
quiet.
Endearing guy.
No, he's this very sweet
guy.
But I get it because he's about his business. When he goes in there, he's working on the bits.
Yeah, he's not a clown like us.
You've never had a conversation with him before then.
It's very minimal.
Yeah.
But it's nice when it happens.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah, well, like right.
Quick
yeah,
in
it's
and
one
out.
Of those in and out.
He is very much. This is why he's so successful amongst his talent. But like a few guys like this, They're all fucking business. That's why he's business. So good at what he
he's
does.
Focused.
We go in there, we fucking goof
we're
off.
We're not
fucking
business.
Fuck ups.
We're all
fuck
over ups. The place.
I fucking loser, dude.
Yeah, we're king loser.
Why are we like that?
Who cares?
It I want to be matter. Business. I want to get a
no,
medal
you
of honor.
Don't. You're never
no,
going to get
don't.
One.
A Heisman we just, trophy. We or, spent, not
you can't get a Heisman.
Yes, we can.
We spent 30 minutes. To,
Pulitzer, Pulitzer.
We spent 30 minutes talking about a dog whose family got incinerated.
I know, but it's real news.
No, it's not. We're fucked.
Your podcast is the biggest thing in the world. Bad friends. No one needs to know about you guys, obviously. Is there anything specifically you want to
plug?
Are
we ending now?
Well, it's an hour, and I felt I was respectful of everyone's time because I know you both had time.
You're going to cut some things out because I'm going to tell them what to cut out. So.
Can you stop? We're not cutting anything out. What would we cut out?
He always likes to do 15 more minutes in case.
By the way, we'll do 15.
I already know jokes in my head that didn't work.
No, but
it's in my head right now.
But it's a podcast.
We were warming up.
If I cut every joke that didn't work when I did Rogan, it would be 9 minutes. It would be a 9-minute show.
Yeah.
And it would would be Rogan telling me to not eat flour.
What if?
So you just got to do a thing.
Yeah.
Why does Rogan call out bad jokes? One time I did a joke, like last time I was on it,
yeah.
And he goes, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah. He does that
and
a lot.
I'm like, just let it go.
No, he'll do that to you.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
He's done that to everyone, though. He does it to Shane. He does. Yeah. I mean.
Hardy, har, har, har.
Well, he.
I hate it.
I don't know. He likes to fucking snap.
Some jokes work, some don't on that show, but you got to power through.
Yeah.
And making him laugh feels great because you've done it.
It's the most stressful podcast I've ever. You have to admit, both of you,
yeah,
that doing this podcast, it doesn't feel like this. It feels a little bit more elevated.
It's the hardest.
It's elevated. It's the biggest show in the world.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't sleep the night before.
Yeah, but think about it. That's what people felt like when they did Tonight Show. When they went on Carson, they were so nervous.
All right.
It's because of the weight of the show is so heavy.
It's my Golden Globes.
That is my
Golden
Globes.
That's as close as I'm getting to the Golden Globes.
Mm-hmm.
One day, though, we are going to get you... Forget the Medal of Freedom.
I want a Heisman.
You will get a Heisman.
A Pulitzer, and I want to get the Medal of Freedom.
You're going to get an Emmy.
I would love to see you get an Emmy.
He'll win an Emmy.
For what?
And by the way, I want Biden to pin the Emmy on you like that. That's what I want to say.
Can we get the Emmy on a rope?
Yeah.
I want to hang it on a little Chinese boy.
That's the song, Hang the Emmy on the Old Chinese.
Yeah.
No, I love it.
You will get your comeuppance.
Let me say something to you guys.
You know that.
Listen, I'm so happy.
Are you?
I'm in a perfect place in my life.
That's beautiful.
By the way, we're really next week. Yeah. What is it? No, this week we're shooting a pilot.
It's amazing.
A game show.
That we
made
it. We financed it. We created it. We did everything. We're doing it on our own.
That's the only way to do it now.
Yeah, we're excited. We're doing it's like in the way that Eric Andre's show is an R-rated talk show or an adult talk show.
This
we're
is
doing
an R-rated game show.
Yeah. Perfect. With celebrities and
it's amazing.
It's so much fucking fun. That's what we're looking forward to because now he jokingly says, I don't work. We've toyed in the business.
Yeah.
But every time we get into the business, it's just kind of like, fuck, we'll just make our own shit. It just gets so hard to make. To
I think you having the power and the control and making it exactly what you want is perfect.
I can't get the call. Oh, they put a pin in you.
They pin you.
Right? Yeah. You know, and then like, you're in the mix. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then 2 months goes by and you see a billboard of it.
Yeah,
I guess I'm not in the mix. You know what I mean? It's like, I can't do it.
Well, it's funny because you go from you're in the mix to the next set of calls is like, well, you're there. You know?
yeah.
Like
Right.
It starts like the verbiage changes.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You know?
Let's tell people how it works. So
it's like
do you read?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you read. You know if you read well, right?
Always.
Then the next day you get a call like you're in the mix, or
they, like
they put a pin in you.
They like you.
Is that the same thing?
Same thing.
Yeah.
Right. And then it goes, well, and this is your agent not knowing.
Right.
When they say that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, still, you know how this works.
You're right there.
Yeah, right there. Yeah.
You know.
They haven't gotten a call.
That means
they have no
idea
what's
happening.
They don't know what's happening.
You know you are? At this stage, you are in the bar culture. You're the, you're like the, waiting to see what's left over at the end of the night. They've got you as the reserve side pussy.
Yeah, because they're negotiating with someone they want.
Right, and you're your last resort pussy.
Yeah, they're like, maybe, you know. And then, by the way, they don't even take your threat seriously. Like,
no.
I guarantee they call and they go, oh, yeah, well, I don't know if they think we're in the right place with the deal, because they're also talking to this person, and then the person on the other end of the phone is like, okay, good luck with that.
Yeah. And then finally the agent goes, are we not doing that? A week later, and they go, I don't know what's going on over there. Can I send you something else?
They say this. They're moving in a different direction. Instead of saying, they don't fucking want you.
And then they pivot and they go like this. They go, you know what? I don't think you wanted to do that.
Dude, that's
I
don't even think you wanted that.
You know what? Agents,
that's a good one.
Agents are so fucking spineless. You'll go, I don't know. I don't even know if I like that project. And they'll go, yeah, that thing fucking sucks. If you call them the next morning and go, I kind of really kind of want to be a part of that. They'll go, it is pretty good. I think we should get you in there. They'll flip flop.
It's like a real estate agent where you get a house and you go, it's really old. They go, it's really old. And you go, I just don't feel comfortable with that. They go, completely understandable. I go, but it does have charm. They go, it's got a lot of charm.
It's the most charming house on the block.
Yeah, it's what it is. Yeah.
They're just,
we're not dumb.
They mirror
you. We know what's going on.
Well, we are dumb, but we're not that dumb.
We are dumb. We are dumb.
Well, you know, we've learned their
selling
tells.
Sunset. Yeah. Right. We're all on Selling Sunset.
That's it.
So for Whitney's show, Whitney. Her sitcom?
Yeah.
The TV show?
Yeah, everyone auditioned for it, right? And I started outwardly complaining that I didn't get an audition. I guess it got to her. So one day, they called me in, right? Yeah. But it was for a part they had already cast.
Oh, that's awful.
Right?
Wow.
Right, and then I didn't even get a casting director. I got some lady with, like, you know, a camera, like an iPhone. And we were in, I swear to God, we were in some sort of storage room. And just do it real quick like this, you know what I mean? It was like, it was just a call me in.
That's
just
why
if they don't already want me, it's fine.
Yeah. I don't want to pretend. I don't want them to have to pretend that they give a shit about you.
Right.
So if they're like, you're not really our style, it's like, I'd rather that than be like, yeah, send in a fucking tape. We don't like you.
It's good to just put cards on the table.
But here's
what I don't like, though.
Yeah.
Since we're talking about it.
Yeah.
Is, I love you so much, is when you get an offer, that's even worse.
Yeah.
Because you show up on set and you're like, am I going to do it right?
Yeah, am I going to fuck it up?
Because the worst thing is when you're doing it and you see the producers look, you know, from Video Village, and they're like concerned.
Oh, shit,
he's doing it wrong. You know what I mean? And then they have to come to you while this is the day you're shooting.
Yeah.
Right. They give you 1,000 notes.
Oh, scary.
It's so stressful.
That's time to walk. That's when I get real nervous. I go to lunch and I think the whole time by myself. Scared. They don't like me, do they?
That's why I like that movie, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Tarantino.
Like, even, you know, that scene where DiCaprio's in his trailer and just ripping on himself because he forgot a line or whatever.
Yeah.
It just felt so, like, real to me.
Yeah, we lived that. I've lived that 100 times.
Joker and some of the other ones. Thanksgiving.
Tim, I think you checked out for a second.
I was listening.
No, I think you checked out.
I was deciding if I wanted to talk about the Borderlands movie. I was deciding. Well, you're looking at me now, but in my head, that's where I was going. Should I bring it up?
Nah, let's not.
But by the way, I think it was actually nice. So that's all I wanted to say. Now we're moving past it.
Well, you know, I can say something too.
Why?
It's an attack. And I get
why?
It.
It's not an attack.
It's an attack.
It's not an attack.
Stop it.
I auditioned for it. Yeah. And I was close.
You were so close.
I got really close.
That would have been great if you were in it. But
it would have been great. Two wins for me.
I have no control. As you know, we have no control.
No control.
Yeah. Can we talk about one last movie and then we can go?
Yeah.
I don't know. Zimpic burp. Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you see Nosferatu?
Yes.
I didn't see it.
Give me your honest opinion.
Fine, it's too dark. I'm a little sick of Nicholas Hoult and, you know, obviously, what's his name? He's a brilliant actor, the other guy.
Mm. What is his name?
William Dafoe. He's a brilliant actor. But I'm just a little sick of, like, I don't know. I'm not, the scariest thing was when the gypsies were dancing.
That was scary.
But
when gypsies dance at all at a party, I get scared.
It didn't have enough camp and fun. I think horror should have a little lightness. It was just too much. Yeah.
Also, Nosferatu. Yeah. Is Lemmy from Motorhead? What the fuck are we doing here?
I agree with you. He's not scary at all. No, it's crazy.
He has a mustache. It's like, what the fuck is going on here,
the whole thing's stupid.
Yeah. It opens at the whiskey. He's just drinking at the bar.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say this. She's
killer.
Steals the movie.
What's her name again?
Lily Rose Depp.
Johnny Depp's daughter.
She saves it. Don't you think?
I think she's
great.
The
scary parts... All the, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Shape
all that
shifting.
Stuff was so good.
I also just think the premise, most people want to get bit and live forever. Like, it's no longer a scary premise anymore that, oh, maybe I'll be immortalized and be a vampire. People are like, great. People go, hey, I work at Target.
Yeah.
They kind of want to be a vampire. We all kind of live in a vampiric world.
It's just what it is.
Walk down Melrose. Everyone looks like a bunch of vampires. You know my favorite Willem Dafoe scene, by the way? I don't know if you can find it. Is the Boondock Saints. Is that Boondock Saints where he's snuggling in bed with that guy? Is that Boondock Saints?
I like Boondock Saints.
Tell me that's wrong. Wasn't he in that movie? It is, right? And he's snuggling in bed with that boyfriend?
Yeah.
That's like one of the funniest scenes of all time. Oh, it's never going to be up there.
Mm.
Yeah, he's cuddling. That's right, cuddling. He knows what it is.
Mm.
He goes, I thought you wanted to cuddle. Yeah, this is such a great scene.
Hello. Uh-huh. Room number? We got a time of death?
Tim's eating hard.
I'm joking.
I got a body count?
The acting is terrible. Uh-huh. This William Dafoe's amazing. The other guy, it's not terrible.
I keep depressing.
Terrible actor.
Tim,
that's terrible acting.
Wait, go ahead.
What are you doing?
I just wanted to cuddle.
Cuddle? What a fag.
By the way, you and I need to remake this scene.
Yeah, I want
to
see that.
That's 100%. Is that good at? That's not good
acting. That's bad acting.
No, it's
bad,
terrible. That's why it's so funny.
He's a friend of the director.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Start it over real fast, though, just so I can see. That's you and I in bed. That's literally you and I in bed.
That's us. Yeah, yeah.
Can we remake that?
No, Tim.
Yes.
Hello.
Go ahead, Gustafson.
If we didn't know each other, we're at the Abbey.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
I just keep thinking that's you and me. It's so funny.
And like, I look the way I do.
Yeah.
Am I someone that you would hit on?
I've hung out with Asians.
No, but me specifically, like my look.
I don't know. I don't know.
Just
perhaps.
Be honest. No,
I don't know.
That's a no.
It's perhaps. I don't know. It's
a soft no.
No, it's a specific thing. I don't know.
All right, let's Andrew and I. You don't know us. We're working at the Abbey. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Probably Andrew because he's white. But that would be the only reason.
Yeah.
That's
also,
the only reason.
So you prefer white men?
Well,
no, I'm just saying if you know what I mean. I'm just saying.
Yeah, just say he's sexier. That's all. Yeah. I'm a big boy.
It's different. There's two different things.
We're such different kind of guys.
It's two different things.
Mm.
We're two different guys. Also, what are our jobs? You said we're working. What am I doing?
But there's hot. There's insanely hot Asians. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah. All right. I wouldn't be one.
No, but I'm just saying insanely hot is a very high standard for anyone.
Okay.
You don't think you're insanely hot.
Insanely hot's a tough standard. What's in this Moonjaro drug they're giving you? But I mean, you know what, you know?
Well, I'm a particular-
Simu Liu. You know him?
Yeah. Right.
Come on.
Big difference.
I get it.
Come on.
Right. What I'd be doing there is I'm cleaning off the pole. Don't they have poles there?
You're always cleaning the poles.
Yeah. You know, when they're dancing or whatever, right? Don't they dance?
Yeah.
You clean the
poles. Yeah, I clean the poles. Now, so I'm not sexy to you.
I didn't say that. Okay. I said Simu Liu would be an insanely hot Asian person.
That's correct.
I mean, that's not a knock on anyone.
It's not even like a lift culturally. That's such an obvious thing.
I mean, is this a controversial statement?
No.
What are we doing?
You think that's a good looking?
Are you nuts? That's objectively, am I crazy?
Watch.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa,
oh,
holy shit.
Okay, you know what?
Holy shit.
By the way.
What the fuck?
By the way, I'm wrong. You're kind of right.
I got it too, dude.
You're kind of right. By the way, actually, you're kind of right.
Yeah, dude.
Changed my mind.
So
changed my mind.
Anyway, thanks for having us on.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Thank you for coming.